As part of this year's edition of the One World International Human Rights Film Festival, which is currently on in Prague, the German-produced independent documentary Radioactivists Protest in Japan provides a rare and up-close look at Japanese protests in the wake of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. It is being shown in the Youthquake category, which features films that portray young people's struggle for change in countries around the world. Sarah Borufka asked co-director Clarissa Seidel, who made the film together with her good friend Julia Lazer, about Japanese protest culture and whether she was at all interested in the country prior to the film project.
I did have interest in Japan, but it was through a close friend who actually did the movie with me, Julia Lazer. And she was still studying Japanese studies, and she was in Japan. And I visited her, and we were there for the earthquake, went back to Germany together, and that's actually when we planned the film.
What was it like to film in a country that had just recently been struck by such an enormous disaster?
Well, it's really closely connected to our film's topic, so it's pretty central for our film. But we did the film because we were really surprised by the positive vibes of the people who went to demonstrate, because that's what our film is about. So it was actually, it's a really bad catastrophe, but there were those positive things, this energy that we wanted to keep on film.
Now, if you don't know Japan very well, the one thing you might know about Japanese people is that you don't picture them being on the street screaming and protesting. That's not really the stereotype of Japanese culture, I would say. So what is protest like in that society?
That's actually a reason why we made the film, because it's something really special when people go onto the streets, because they used to go onto the streets in the 60s with the student protests, but since then there have been no major demonstrations. So they found this new way, or imported a new way of demonstrating, which the sound demos, with a lot of music and dancing. So that was really crucial for gathering so many people.
And now it's about a year after Fukushima. Are you following the latest developments in Japan? And where is the country now compared to where it was then?
There's a big opposition to nuclear energy now, and that is something really special. Where there's still a lot of work ahead of them is to get this opposition into the parliament, into the government, because the official course of the government is still not where the people are. Let's put it that way.
And in your native country of Germany, of course, Fukushima has really led the politicians there to rethink their energy policy. Do you think that's a good thing, personally?
Of course it is. Of course it is. And that decision is a model for other countries too, although a lot of people forget that there already was that decision to abolish nuclear energy. But now we're back to that, and hopefully keep it that way.
And that was filmmaker Clarissa Seidel talking about the film that she co-directed with her good friend, Radioactivists Protest in Japan, on view at the ongoing One World Film Festival here in the Czech Republic in Prague.